Ooh. Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. It's one harmonic whole back at it again.
Yeah. Got your daily message for you.
This one, it's been an interesting week here in the United States. Very interesting week with a lot of it can be perceived as darkness. That's a very good word. We had 9/11 yesterday. A lot of people were feeling still the heaviness of that experience from what, 24 years ago? Yeah,
I believe,
24
yeah,
years ago.
24.
Yep. So people are still feeling that. And then we had some couple of other major events that happened on Wednesday. So it's just been a very interesting week. And I hear the word reflection, like reflecting. How are you perceiving this type of stuff? Are you going into fear? Are you going into anger? Are you going into frustration? Or are you really taking the time to utilize those practices of keeping yourself calm and balanced?
I know someone who did some reflection on it, and it was interesting to me because she was quite young when 9/11 occurred, and her reflection was that that was the last time people came together in the United States, and that in her reflection, that's the degree of divisiveness that we have now, where some of the other events, like you said, that happened this week, Kim, were quite tragic events. And we actually have a world where people celebrate tragic events, which is very much the opposite of what happened in the United States around 9/11. Parts of the world did celebrate that event, as you know, sounds harsh, but they did. And here, no one did in North America, really, no one did. And here we are 24 years later with some intensive things happening and people celebrating. And I just found it really deeply touching that this person, like I said, who was quite young when this all occurred, was reflecting and seeing this. And I was like, if she can see this, lots of people can see this, because she was so young when that occurred. You see what I mean? Like, you know, and I'm going, okay, then these people that don't even remember it or weren't there or whatever, you don't even have to know it or see it or remember it to reflect on some of these things and pick up some messages that we're really being called to look at. Being asked, what are we looking at? That's what I heard you saying, Kim. Like, what are you choosing to look at here? And in her reflection, I was deeply touched by what she chose to look at.
It's I gotta go back to the song. Prior to Jill and I starting, there was a song that popped up in my head, and I was trying to see if it just kind of almost go away as we're talking, and now it just like really came back nice and loud. So there, this song has some correlation to what people are going through right now, with say the tragedies that are going around, the reflections that are happening right now. There's just a lot of what I call energy movement. Okay. I'm not going good nor bad. I'm just saying movement of thoughts, movement of energy, movement of what we're expressing out and what we're pulling in. Lots and lots of movement of energy. And this song is an older song. What was it? Like 1988. Boy Soldiers. And I haven't heard that song yet. Oh my, I don't remember the last time I actually heard it. It was probably like,
1988.
yeah, exactly. Holy cow. We're dating ourselves here.
It's a while ago.
but crazy that that song came up today. And it's like we're all falling down like toy soldiers. So what we're getting is you can literally walk around like a toy soldier. You can literally be played like a puppet. You can literally follow exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Or what I'm going to put quote supposed to be doing, by what our standards say, or what we've been told, what we've been taught you have to do, what educational system. Oh, you're really good at math. You need to be a mathematician. You're really good at nursing. You need to be a nurse, you know? And it's like people are awakening to the possibilities of like that following, say, the yellow brick road, you're falling down. You're like the toy soldier piece is like you're falling down, but you're wakening up to a different experience, a different reflection, a different thought, different patterns.
Yeah, the falling down isn't always fun. It's not always enjoyable because it's shift, it's change. You know, it's new. We tend to balk at those things because we find comfort in what's familiar, even if what's familiar isn't good for us. That's where the falling down. I love the visual and the metaphor, Kim, of the toy soldiers. Because if you're, you know, in a place in your life where you're a toy soldier or a puppet in a way, the falling down is a really huge opportunity to regroup and find that yellow brick road.
Yep.
You know, it probably won't feel like it. Maybe all the stuff that's going on, you know, initially won't, but in time here, step by step. To find your way back. And to me, that's really the like big overarching message here is, you know, we're finding our way back within ourselves. That when I watch something happening, I don't lose being in touch with what's inside of me. I can still see it. I'm not in denial about it, but it doesn't sweep me away. It doesn't have a puppeting effect. You know, it doesn't turn me into a toy soldier. I still stay with it. I still determine and decide if and when something happens with that. And it's not about being like overly controlling. It's about being empowered with your own innerness. That's what I'll call it.
Yep. You can hear. It's like people's hearing of themselves, hearing their own true voice is getting louder inside.
Yes.
It is. It is a step by step. The more you practice, it changes.
Yeah, quite honestly, the big, huge moments, the big, huge, you know, like we shared with Kim before we got on the call, you know, the big dimensional shifts, the jumping, the matrix, the everything changing all at once, a brand new life today. Quite honestly, those are fall down moments and they usually scare the living crap out of us.
Yeah.
They're kind of cool. They're kind of fun. You can do something like we're going to host a class here in just a little over a week. It'll be probably a bigger shift than the step-by-step simply because of the intention, the together, the group, the, you know, those kinds of things. But it won't be such a big shift that it scares the shit out of us. It's just a bigger movement. But we only want those too occasionally because we need the step-by-step, the everyday to integrate it, to bring it in, to feel okay with it, to go, oh, I like this new thing. That's just how we're wired. That's why I would just look at nature, certain birds from the moment they hatch to when they're like pushed out of the nest. Some of them are like 10 days, 21 days. Look how long it takes to grow a human being and teach them. Like it's a long step by step process and it's nothing to be judged. It's not like, oh, it's so long. It's so hard. It's just what it is.
It's funny, right before you said nature, I was in my head, like, why am I out in the woods? I love it. That would be really interesting too, to hear if anybody actually can kind of pick up an area, a direction that we're going prior to us saying. Like, are you getting visions in your head? Are you getting a thought? And then all of a sudden we say it. Like, if that happens to you, like, my gosh. Yeah, you were in it. So thank you. Thank you for being present.
Yeah, you are definitely in it.
Cool. Yep. Okay. Sorry, off track there, but super
not at all. It's cool. It's just where this one is going. We really tried with this one beforehand. We were like, all right, let's wrap this up into a real nice, you know, sweet message. And we're like, we just got to go with it. And here it is. So thank you for riding along with us.
Yes. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Well, it's a Friday too, so this carries into the weekend. And just remember, even that falling down moments. We're being called to something within us that's really is really powerful. Claim it for yourself. That would be my closing suggestion. Claim that power for yourself.
Yeah. I claim it. I like this. I got chills.
All right. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, everyone.